需要跟大家一起来学习敬畏神。
This afternoon, we'll mutually learn the topic, learn to fear the Lord.
那可能这一句敬畏神的，大家经常在听。
We may often hear this phrase, fear the Lord.
首先我们要了解为什么要敬畏神。
But first, we need to understand why do we need to fear the Lord.
请看。 启示录,
Let's first turn to Revelations.
启示录14章,
Revelations chapter 14.
14章第7节,
14 verse 7.
14章第7节,
verse 4, chapter 14 verse 7.
他大声说, 应当敬畏神, 将荣耀归给他, 因他施行审判的时候到了, 应当敬拜那创造天地海和众水泉源的。这边提到要敬畏神。Here
it mentioned that we need to fear God.
还要将荣耀归给神。And
to give glory to him.
那为什么呢?
Why?
底下就说明因为他施行审判的时候到了。Here
it mentioned that for the hour of his judgment has come.
那我们看看这个审判这个字。So
we look at this word judgment.
那当然审判呢，一般我们就联想到我们是法院呢，在审判犯人。
When we talk about judgment, we immediately think of the court judging the criminals.
那有些时候圣经啊，新约圣经呢，会用审判把它翻译成为论断啊，就是论断别人。
Judgment in the New Testament often also refer to judging others or criticizing others.
那论断啊。 这是在圣经来讲，就是神不允许的。
In criticizing others, it's something that God does not approve.
那为什么不要论断别人？
And why can we criticize others?
这论断的话，英文就在pass judgment on others， 就是你把这个审判放在别人的身上。
Because we are passing judgments on others.
那审判这个权利，这个审判权是属于神的。
But this judgment is in God's authority.
所以在旧约时代，摩西就告诉那些审判官呢。
And therefore, in the Old Testament, when Moses told the judges,
说这个审判是属于神的。
That this judge it belongs to God.
审判不是属于你们的，是属于神的。
Judging does not belong to you, but rather belongs to God.
那既然是神来拜托他们做审判的工作，不是这个权利，也不是他们本身而有的。
Today it is God that assigned them to judge, not to pass this authority over to them.
而是神赋予的权利。
But rather it is an authority that God have passed on to them.
所以在审判的时候就不能够偏心了。
Therefore, when you are judging others, you cannot have any bias.
因为这里说，因为他施行审判的时候到了。
And here it says that for the hours of his judgment has come.
那就是要敬畏神啊。Which
means we need to fear God.
因为神有审判的权利。Because
God has authority of judgment.
那人呢，没有办法来审判我们。And
men cannot judge us.
所以保罗他说，就是我自己认为对的话，我也不能够说我对啊，因为最终的审判权是在乎神。Paul
even said that even if I think that this is right, I cannot say it is right because it is God that judges.
因此，我们也不需要为了别人对我们一些议论，还是别人对我们批评，我们觉得很伤心。And
so we don't need to be sorrowful or sorry when others pass judgment upon us.
当然我们要检讨自己一下。But
of course, we need to examine ourselves.
但是最终的审判权是在乎神。But
we need to understand that the ultimate judgment is in the hands of God.
因为神是看人内心的。Because
God looks at our heart.
当然人可以编造一些理由。
Of course, men could have many reasons.
能够让人相信来接受。They
could have excuses for others to believe.
比如说这些律师们，就是代表被告来抗辩，来为他自己来辩护。And
of course, the defender's lawyer often defends upon his clients.
可能他会说一些理由，让法官来接受。They
may provide many excuses and many reasonings for the judge to believe.
但是有些时候人可能可以接受，但是神呢不一定，因为神是看人内心的。
But oftentimes, men may accept the reasoning, but to God, He looks at our heart.
这样的一位神，我们才需要敬畏他。
This is the kind of God that we need to fear.
所以一个人只要是念心有神的存在
，if a person that has God in their heart，
那他自然就能够敬畏神。
Then they will naturally fear God，
因为他怕被神审判。
Because they are afraid of God's judgment。
就好像警察，他有权啊来给人开罚单。
Just like a policeman has an authority to give a ticket to a person.
那大家就会害怕。
And because of that, everyone feared the police.
就看到警车在马路旁边。
When you see a police car sitting on the side of the highway,
我们看自动驾驶的人就自动会减速。
We immediately will slow down our speed.
有的时候会塞车。
And sometimes we might hit traffic.
就是因为前面的人突然开车的速度慢下来。
That's because the people in front may slow down their traffic, slow down their speed.
那他慢下来，就是因为可能看到警车在旁边。
And they may slow down because they've seen a police car at the side.
所以大家就很自动就遵守交通规则。
And so everyone will follow the traffic laws.
因为大家还是对警察会惧畏三分呢。
Because they fear that ticket.
他有权利给大家开罚单。
He has authority to give tickets or write tickets.
所以我们只要是心中有警察，我们就永远不要开快车。
And so if we know this law, then we will not drive recklessly.
就是我们眼力所及，前后左右都没有警车的话。
But when we see that there is no car, no police car in front of us.
但是心中有国家的法律。
But in our heart, we may have the law of the country.
心中有警察。
We still have that image of the police in our heart.
会让我们很乖的、很顺服的去遵守交通规则、遵守交通秩序。
And because of that, we will obey the law, the traffic law.
那我们对神也是一样。
So this is the same token when we our mentality towards God.
那假如我们心中有神。
If we have God in our heart,
我们自然就能够遵守神的法律。
Then naturally we will follow, obey the law of God.
我们不管是在什么地方啊，都要敬畏神。
No matter where we are, we fear God.
在有人看得到的地方，有人看不到的地方，都需要敬畏神。
In places where people see us or in secret, we need to fear the Lord.
因为神是灵，是无所不在的。
Because God is spirit, He is everywhere.
所以在教会做礼拜的时候，要敬畏神。在家里没人看得到，也是要敬畏神。
In church we need to fear God. At home we still need to fear God.
甚至于在上班的场所，更是要敬畏神。
Even at work we need to fear God.
现在是一个我行我素的自由的时代。
Today this is a very liberal society.
所以。要让人来敬畏神就比较困难。
So it's hard for people to truly fear God.
就像四十时代的人们。
Just like the people of Judges.
好，我们请看四十记。
Let's turn to Judges.
四十记二十一章。
Judges chapter 21.
四十记二十一章的二十五节。
Judges 21 verse 25.
二十五节。
Judges 21 verse 25.
当时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。在当时就是指着四十时代。
In those days, which means the days of the judges.
的确，当时以色列中还没有立王。
It's truly that there was no king in Israel.
没有人为他们设下标准。
And no one have passed a set a standard for them.
那其实啊，这个意思就是说，当时以色列中啊没有神呢。
Which means also means that there is no God in Israel.
所以到了撒母耳的时代，以色列人就要求撒母耳为他们立一个王。
And therefore, up to the days of Samuel, the Israelites requested a king.
撒母耳不大敢，撒母耳他是敬畏神呢。
So Samuel at first was not reluctant because he feared the Lord.
但他听一听，觉得应该神才是王啊。
He thought about it and he thought that God should be the king.
从以色列百姓出埃及以后，神都一直当王，在带领他们，在治理他们。
Ever since the Israelites exiled from Egypt, that God have always be their king and led them.
神一直在保护着以色列百姓。
It was God that protected the Israelites.
现在怎么说要立一个王来代替神呢？
And now, why do they need to raise a king to replace God.
所以这句话说以色列当中没有王的意思，就是说以色列人当时没有神的地位了。
That's why in the verse 25, it says that there was no king in Israel, which means that they have no, they don't have God in their as a position in their heart.
所以个人就任意而行。
And therefore, everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
他们觉得可以的，就去做了。
Whatever they think is permissible, they went and did it.
那他们就不管了神界的摩西所颁布的律法。
They don't care about all the laws that God have passed through Moses.
那他们回到好像当时亚当夏娃违背神一样。
Back to Adam and Eve as when they disobey God.
因为他们想要立自己的标准。
Because they want to set their own standards.
魔鬼就是这样子立自己的标准为标准呢。
Because this is what Satan do, that they set their own standards.
神的标准是说，你吃善恶树上果子的那个日子呢，必定死。
God's standard is the day that you eat of this fruit, you shall die.
但是这句话对于魔鬼来说可能是很严厉。
Although this phrase to Satan might be very stern.
所以魔鬼就改变了，就用自己的标准为标准。
So Satan changed that commandment into their own standards.
就改变神所立的条规啊。
They changed the commandment of God.
就改变成为说，你们吃的日子不一定死啊。
He changed that the day that you eat, you may not die.
那这个人听起来就很高兴，不一定死。
So if you may not necessarily die, then they're happy.
这个口气听起来就比较 soft, 就比较有人性化。
Because now that commandment is softer and it's more humane.
所以现在的人就是不大喜欢听这些很严厉的要求。
Similarly, today's people, they don't like to listen to stern restrictions.
比较喜欢软性的。
They like to listen to soft.
比较喜欢听神的慈爱，不喜欢听神的公义。
They like to listen to God's grace and not God's judgment.
所以很多人很强调神的慈爱。
And therefore, many people talk about the grace of God.
然后就不谈神的公义啊。
But they don't emphasize on the righteousness of God.
所以现在就是人们都很喜欢立自己的标准为标准呢。
And that's why people like to set their own standard and as their own standard of living.
所以当时亚当夏娃他们就听了。
And so at the time, Adam and Eve listened to that.
他们认为这个标准很好啊，很适合我们呢。
So they like that standard, and they feel that it fits them.
他们就吃善恶树上神所吩咐不能吃的果子。
So they ate of that fruit of life, tree of life, tree of good and evil.
那到现在都一样。
Up till today, it is still the same.
人们就是有这种不顺服的天性。
They, today, people still have that rebellious nature.
因此，当时以色列人也说是今天现在这个社会的缩影。
So Israelites is a reflection of today's society.
今天对我们基督徒来说哈，这个敬畏神呢，就是一个很重要的功课。
As a Christian, fearing the Lord is a very important lesson.
那圣经也就说，我们什么事都可行啊。
Because the Bible also tells us that everything is permissible.
我们心里所想的也可以去做。
Whatever we think, that is right, we could actually do it.
但是呢，我们一定要在想到说，因为神审判的时候到了，我们所做的事情，神必审问。
But we have to think that on the day of judgment, whatever we have done, God will judge.
请看传道书。
Let's turn to Proverbs, Ecclesiastes.
传道书十一章
，Ecclesiastes chapter 11。
传道书十一章第九节
，11 verse 9。
传道书十一章第九节
，Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 9。
少年人啊，你在年幼的时候当快乐，在幼年的日子使你的心欢畅，行你心所愿行的，看你眼所爱看的，却要知道。为这一切的事，神必审问。那这是神所给人的自由了。
So here is the freedom that God has given us.
人可以享受自己的日子。
That we could walk in the ways of our heart.
可以做他们心所想要做的。
And whatever do whatever our heart cheers.
那看 眼睛所想要看的。
And in the sight of our eyes.
但是最后呢，我们要想这一句话，神必审问。
But the most important is, lastly, we need to know that God will bring you into judgment.
所以在今天这个世代里头哈，敬畏神就变成一个很重要的功课。
So that's why in today's society, that fearing God is a very important lesson.
那敬畏神呢，跟惧怕神啊是不一样的。
Fearing God and being afraid of God is different.
我们经常说。那敬畏神呢？怕啊，畏就是怕的意思。那这个惧怕神怎么可以啊
？We often mix fearing God with being afraid of God.
因为惧怕神，惧怕这两个字的本身呢，是含着一种刑罚跟折磨的意思。
Because afraid is includes sufferings and trials.
我们请看约翰一书哈。
Listen to First John.
约翰一书。第四章
First John chapter 4
约翰一书第四章十八节
First John chapter 4 verse 18
十八节
verse 18
爱里没有惧怕爱既完全就把惧怕除去因为惧怕里含着刑罚惧怕的人在爱中未得完全
There's no fear in love butPerfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love.
那英文圣经的意思是 torment, 就是惧怕里头含着折磨了。
Here, the Bible says that because fear involves torment.
那真的是一种折磨。害怕本身就是折磨。
Afraid, being afraid includes this, includes torment.
比如说有人生病啊，去做检验啊，在等报告的期间。
So for example, when we go to the doctor and we're waiting for our results.
他会害怕说这个报告的结果啊，是不是好消息呀、啊，还是坏消息呀、啊、
？We may be afraid whether or not this result is going to come back with bad news or good news.
虽然医师都还没有打电话告诉他。医师还没有打电话告诉他。
Oh, and before the doctor even call you.
他已经心里开始害怕了。
You're starting to get afraid.
要等一天、两天、三天，可能要等一个星期，检验报告才会出来。
You may need to wait one day, two day, three day, or even a week until the result comes out.
在这个一个星期当中啊，心里面就很不好受啊。
So within this week, your heart is unsettled.
因为内心啊，充满着恐惧。
Because in our heart is filled with fear.
那一种恐惧啊，就是一种折磨。
And this type of fear involves torment.
所以我们敬畏神啊，并不是这一种的惧怕。
So this fear of God is not this type of fear of torment.
这种惧怕就是没有在神的爱里头啊。
Because this type of fear in torment is not in God's love.
那相反的，我们敬畏神啊，是因为我们充满着感恩呢。
But on the other hand, when we fear God because we give thanks. We're full of thanks.
希伯来书十二章
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章二十八节
Hebrews 12, verse 28.
希伯来书十二章的二十八节
Hebrews 12, verse 28.
所以我们既得了不能够震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。这为什么会敬畏神呢
？Why do we fear God？
因为我们对神所赏赐给我们属灵的国度、天国呢，感恩呢
？Because we give thanks to receiving a kingdom that God have given us。
所以从内心的就生出对神的一种尊敬。
Therefore, we give this fear towards God。
这种尊敬呢，本身呢，并不含着惧怕。
And this type of fear does not include torment。
所以我们有些时候我怕神呢。
So sometimes we say, well, I'm afraid of God. I fear God.
当然，从某一方面来讲，你怕神也是好了，你就不敢做坏事啊。
So maybe on certain circumstance, it is good to be afraid of God, then because then you will not do any bad things.
就不敢
sin against God.
得罪神哈，这是好的。
Then we don't sin against God. Then that's actually might be good for us.
但是假若变成一种不是在爱里头啊，不是充满着感恩的惧怕，那这个惧怕因为本身就是带着刑罚，带着折磨。
then if that fear becomes involves torment and it is not in the love of God, then it becomes a fear of includes torment.
所以敬畏神啊，就是对神的爱的一种回报，很自然的回报。
And so in fearing God, we repay the love of God very naturally.
还是对父母亲爱的回报一样。
Just like children, they repay the love of their parents.
因为对父母亲的爱有所感觉的话。
Because if we have if we receive the love from our parents,
他会对父母亲所为他做的一切啊，觉得很感激。
Then we will give thanks to all the things that our parents do for us.
啊，一个人有这种心的话。
And if we have that heart,
啊，他会经常提醒，告诉父母亲说，就来感激父母亲，说一些啊感恩的话。
Then we will often give thanks to our parents.
那自然对父母亲会觉得很尊敬。
Naturally, we will also fear our parents.
就不会有藐视。
And we will not despise our parents.
啊，他也不会害怕父母亲啊，不是害怕。
Nor were we afraid of our parents.
而是对父母亲啊尊敬有加。
But rather, we fear them and respect them.
因为他感念着父母亲的恩典呢。
Because we give thanks to their caretaking.
因此，敬畏神也就是对神的爱啊的一种反应以及态度。
So to fear God is a reflection of our heart of thanksgiving towards God.
那这种态度呢，它将会深深的影响我们每天的生活。
And this type of attitude will also influence our daily life.
因为这是很自然的反应啊。
Because this is a natural reaction.
那既是很自然的反应，就会带入我们每天的生活当中。
And because this is a natural reaction, therefore it will become our daily life.
啊，不需要有人要求。
We don't need others to request us or require of us.
啊，比如说我们敬畏神。
So, for example, when we fear God,
那就自然会拨空啊，来参加聚会了。
Then we will set aside time to come to service.
那来聚会的时候，我们就会穿着啊，有一种尊敬的服装。
And we will have a proper attire when we come to service.
那聚会当中呢，我们自然就不会高声谈论。
Then during service, we will not be chatting with others.
那这些都是很自动的，很自然的。
So these are all natural reactions.
也不需要说有什么规则说啊，不能够讲话。
We don't need to have any regulations or requirements for us, so that we need to keep quiet.
因为敬畏神本身呢，就是一个很日常啊生活当中一个很对神的一种态度。
So this is in fearing God is a natural attitude towards God in our daily life.
好，请看出埃及记。
Let's also turn to Exodus.
出埃及记第一章。
Exodus chapter 1.
出埃及记第一章的十五节。
Exodus chapter 1 verse 15.
第一章十五节。
Chapter 1 verse 15.
出埃及记第一章十五节。
Chapter 1 verse 15.
有希伯来的两个说生婆，一名叫斯弗拉，一名叫普安。埃及王对他们说：“十六节，你们为希伯来妇人说生，看他们临盆的时候，若是男孩就把他杀了，若是女孩就留他存活。”十七节，但是说生婆敬畏神啊，不照埃及王的吩咐行，竟存留男孩的性命。十八节，那埃及王就招了说生婆来说了，你们为什么做这些事呢？存活男孩的性命呢？十九节，那说生婆对法老说，因为希伯来妇人与埃及妇人不同，希伯来妇人本是健壮的，说生婆还没有到，他们已经生产了。二十节，那神就厚待说生婆，以色列人就多起来，极其强盛。二十一节，那说生婆因为敬畏神，神便叫他们成立家室。啊，这里记载以色列的两个说生婆。
Here it records two midwives in Israel.
那这两个啊，可能是非常的专业的。
And these are very professional midwives.
啊，所以法老王才请他们啊来为以色列的妇人呢、啊。
So the Pharaoh of Egypt asked them to come and deliver the births for the Israelites.
但是法老王就吩咐他们说，你们在接生的时候，若是男孩就给他杀了，若是女孩就可以存留他们的性命。
But the Pharaoh gave them a commandment that if during a birth, that if it is a boy, then you shall kill him. If it is a girl, then she shall live.
那结果呢？因为这两个说生婆，他们敬畏神呢。
And because these two midwives fear God.
那我们刚刚提到敬畏神本身呢，是一个很自然的对神的一种态度。
And we just mentioned that fearing God is a natural attitude.
也就是对神的爱的一种反应。
Which means a reaction towards the love of God.
所以敬畏神也不需要别人再告诉他。
And so therefore no one needs to tell them to fear God.
所以我们看圣经的记载啊，就是其他的人哈。也没有来告诉这两个说生婆说，哎，你们要怎么做了
？So the, we see the recording in the Bible that no one came to tell the midwives what to do.
以色列的长子啊，那些领导者也没有来告诉这两个说生婆说你们要怎么做。
The elders of and the leaders of Israelites did not come to the midwives and tell them what to do.
而他们敬畏神是出于自动自发的。
But their fearing of God is natural, a natural attitude.
其实甚至于他们要冒着生命的危险。
Even under a life-threatening situation.
因为他们必须要违抗法老王的吩咐命令啊。
Because they will be disobeying the commandment or decrees of this Egyptian pharaoh.
那以前在那种集权啊，在那专制的时代哈。王的命令就是命令是绝对的，必须要遵从。
And in those days, the king's decree, everyone will have to obey.
是没有一个人能够违抗的。
No one can disobey the king's law.
那违抗的结果很可能会被砍头，被判处死刑。
If they obey, they may face death.
没有死刑，至少也会被关了很久。
Even if they are not sentenced to death, they will be in prison for a long time.
但是说生婆，她因为敬畏神，就没有考虑到其他的危险。
But because this midwife feared God, therefore she did not think about other consequences.
因为这是他们对神的尊敬的一种很自然的反应，自然的态度。
Because this is a natural reaction and attitude towards fearing God.
所以当王在质问他们说：“你们为什么这样子做了
？”So when the king of Egypt called upon them and questioned them,
为什么没有把男孩杀死呢
？Why didn't they kill the male children？
他们因为敬畏神，就很从容的来回答，他们也不会惧怕。
And so they naturally answered the king and was not afraid.
因为他们在神的爱中。
Because they are in the love of God.
因为他们知道这位神到底是谁啊。
Because they know who this God is.
他们所拜的神是创造天地宇宙大地的神啊。
They know that this God is a God of creator of all things.
他们知道他们所敬拜的神是比法老王更大。
They know that this God that they worship is bigger than this king, Pharaoh.
所以他们就讨那个比他们比法老王更大那个神的喜欢。
They rather please this God than to please the king of Egypt.
所以他们内心非常的坚定。
So their heart was strong.
那就是因为他们敬畏神。
Because they fear God.
所以这两位说生婆呢是值得我们来学习的。
So these two midwives is two good example for us to learn from.
但是敬畏神的态度啊，并不是与生俱来的。
But the attitude of fearing God is not we're not born with that attitude.
因为圣经告诉我们，罗马书告诉我们呢。
Because the Bible in the book of Rome tells us,
神把众人都圈在不顺服的圈子里头。
Because God have encircled all people into disobedience.
所以神把我们圈起，把我们围起来，这些人都是不顺服的。
And God have encircled us into a disobedience.
所以要敬畏神，要顺服神的旨意，顺服神的命令，不是与生俱来的。
So we are not born to fear God.
必须要经过学习的功夫啊。
We need to learn how to fear God.
所以我们的题目就是学习敬畏神。
And that's why today our title is to learn to fear God.
请看申命记。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
申命记第四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 4.
第十节。
Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 10.
第四章第十节。
Chapter 4 verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
你在何烈山站在主你神面前的那日，神对我说啊，你为我召聚百姓，我要叫他们听见我的话，使他们存活在世的日子，可以学习敬畏我，又可以教训儿女这样行。所以这里神提到
Here the Lord mentioned
要让他们可以学习敬畏神，
That they will learn to fear God。
所以可见敬畏神必须要透过学习的功夫。
So here it tells us that fear God, we need to learn to fear God.
大家请看十四章的二十三节。
Let's also turn to chapter 14, verse 23.
十四章二十三节。
Chapter 14, verse 23.
又要把你的五谷、新酒和油十分之一啊，并牛群、羊群中投生的。是在主你神面前，就是他所选择要立为他名的居所，这样你可以学习时常敬畏主你的神，也是在提到说要学习敬畏神。
Here again, it tells us that we need to learn to fear God.
请看十七章。
Let's again turn to 17.
申命记十七章的十九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 19.
这边是立王以后，那王要做些哪些事情呢？
So this is after they have kings, this is what the king shall do.
所以要抄一本律法书。
That it need to, they need to scribe a, the book of law.
那十九节。
Verse 19.
他存在他那个律法书抄了以后要存在他那里呀，要平生诵读，好学习敬畏主他的神，遵守。遵行这律法书上的一切言语和这些律例。
So that it shall, that he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear God, his God, and to be careful, observe all the words of his law.
好，那申命记的三十一章十二节到十三节也是一样的记载，我们不需要再看。
And also, it's a similar recording in Deuteronomy chapter 31.
所以敬畏神是必须要透过学习的。
So to fear, we need to learn how to fear God.
那怎么来学习敬畏神呢？
And how do we learn to fear God?
那第一个就是要学习神的命令啊。
First, that we need to learn the commandment of God.
因为神的命令也不是我们一出生下来就知道的。
That we are not born, to know the commandment of God.
神的诫命、神的律例里头做记载，就神的心意。
All the commandment and the law of God in, records, the will of God.
因为神的话也就像一本的这个合约书啊。
Because the words of God is just like an agreement.
那合约书里头就记载神要为我们做些什么事情。
And within this agreement, it records what God will do for us.
神要为我们做的事情都已经结束了，已经做完了。
Oh, what God will do for us, it's already been completed.
那第二个部分呢？
The second portion.
就是记载这个合约书里头就记载我们要为神做哪些事情。
And in this agreement, the second portion is records what we need to do, our duties, to fulfill this agreement.
这个部分我们必须要来研读啊。
And so we need to understand what this portion is.
不读它的话，我们就不知道合约书的内容是什么。
And we need to read all the content of this portion of the agreement.
所以就必须要透过学习的功夫。
So we need to learn, through learning, we can understand.
就是连诺生的主耶稣啊，他也是必须要透过学习的功夫。
So even Jesus Christ, when he was young, he also need to learn the law.
所以他在十二岁的时候，就留在圣殿里嘛，学习圣经。
Therefore, when he was 12 years old, he stayed behind in the temple to learn the words.
因此我们要经常多读圣经啊。
And that's why we need to read the Bible.
好像十七章十九节这边所记载的要遵守遵行这律法书上的一切言语。
Just like in Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 19 says that we need to learn to fear God and obey, carefully obey all the words of this law and statutes.
那第二个就是要学习顺服神。
Secondly, is to learn to be submissive to, towards God.
那顺服神也是必须要经过学习的阶段。
Submissive also needs to be learned through learning.
我们看那个马，它还不是说一抓来说一牵来就能够使用的。
And we know that horses are not tamed when they are bought from wild.
也是必须经过一番的训练。
They need to be trained before someone could ride them.
他才能够听主人的命令。
Then they will be submissive to their owner.
那我们家的宠物狗也是一样啊。
Same thing with our household pets like a dog.
那被训练的狗跟没有经过训练的狗是不一样的。
A trained dog is different from an untrained dog.
大家影片可能也看了很多啊。
We have seen many of these videos.
所以顺服啊，就是必须经过训练。
So to fearing God needs to be trained.
因为知道神的命令是一回事。
Because we yes.One hand, we know the commandment of God.
可是遵守神的吩咐又是一回事啊。
But to obey the God's commandment is another matter.
所以有一期的圣灵报哈，圣灵月刊呢，就有一篇文章。
Therefore, in one of the Holy Spirit the monthly, there is an article in there.
他说：“说得好啊，不如做得好。”
That is,
说得好，不如啊，做得好啊。
It's It's better to do than to say.
这个反句话就好，因为说的话大家都会说了。
Because everyone, it's easy for everyone to talk about it.
说是一种知识啊，你知识可以一直学习。
Because that's giving some knowledge, and that's learning.
但是呢，要遵循出来。
But to practice what we say.
遵循就要顺服神。的吩咐
which means that we need to be obedient to God's commandment.
那顺服要怎么来学习呢？
And how do we be submissive?
我们看主耶稣也是学习顺服啊。
Just like Jesus, he also learned to be submissive.
请看希伯来书第五章。
Let's turn to Hebrew chapter 5.
所以我们可以学习那怎么来让自己的孩子能够多顺服啊。
So here we can learn how to make our children be more submissive.
希伯来书的第五章
Hebrew chapter 5,
第七节
verse 7.
第五章第七节，基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭啊，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。第八节。那他虽为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学的顺从。我们看主耶稣啊，他是我们的榜样啊。
So we see here that Jesus Christ is an example for us.
因为他还是出生为人呢。
Because he was born, he came to in flesh.
那为人的话，当然多少也有一些血肉人性。
And because he has his flesh, and therefore he also has some humanity.
叫他也是要学习顺服啊。
And therefore, he need to learn to be submissive.
那这里说他怎么学习顺服呢？
And here it says, how does he learn to be submissive?
第八节说他虽然为儿子，谁的儿子呢？是神的儿子啊。
So in verse 8, it says, though he was a son, whose son is God's son.
所以换句话说，以人的语言来说，他本来就是王的儿子啊，皇帝的儿子。
So, in another word, he is a prince. He is the son of a king.
那皇帝的儿子怎么需要受苦啊？不需要了。
And then as a prince, why does he need to suffer?
但是没有经过受苦的这个阶段，就不能够学习顺从。
But if he does not go through this period of suffering, then he will not learn obedience.
所以主耶稣啊，就是因为所受的苦，就学习了顺从。
And because of Jesus Christ going through his suffering, he learned to be obedient.
所以一个人我们可以看到有些富二代的子女啊，就比较难以顺服。
So we could see that a wealthy second generation are harder to be submissive.
因为这是共同的现象啊。
And this is a common phenomenon.
但是要怎么顺服呢？
How do we be obedient?
让他们吃苦啊，就能够顺服。
Let them suffer a little, then they will be obedient.
啊，所以有些有钱人就很聪明啊。
So some wealthy people are very smart.
他们就把孩子啊送到一个很偏远的地方去那边服侍做义工。
So they send their children to far places in rural area to volunteer.
有的人到山上，有的人到很偏远的国家。
So they some went into Aboriginal area, some went into third world countries.
来帮助那些贫穷的人。
To help with the poor.
来帮助那些在生存线挣扎的人。
So to help those who are on the.Bring of life and death.
所以就是透过苦难来学习顺从。
So through suffering, they learn to be obedient.
所以我们的孩子就是有点苦的话，也不是不好事情啊。
So sometimes it is good for our children to go through a little bit of suffering.
啊，让他们受点苦也是好的。
Let them go through a little bit of hardship in life. It's good for them.
啊，有些时候他们可能会哭。
Sometimes they may cry.
啊，当然我们做父母亲的心里很心酸，很舍不得。
And of course, as parents, it is sad for us to see that.
啊，但是想想圣经的教训。
But if we think about the teaching of the Bible,
因为圣经的教训本身就是一个智慧的言语。
Because the teaching of the Bible is wisdom.
要怎么学习顺服？没有第二个方法。
How do we learn to be obedient? There's no other ways.
啊，就是要像主耶稣一样啊。在苦难当中啊，学习的顺服。
Just like Jesus Christ, that we need to learn to be obedient through suffering.
所以要怎么来啊敬畏神，就是要学习顺服。
So how do we fear God? We need to learn to suffer and to be obedient.
啊，顺服神的话。
We need to be submissive to the words of God.
啊，顺服神的引导。
And to be submissive to the guidance of God.
来遵行神的旨意。
And then to obey the commandment of God.
那第三个就是要学习在侍奉神。
Third is to learn to serve God.
请看回来希伯来书刚刚读过了希伯来书十二章。
Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 12.
二十八节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 28.
希伯来书十二章二十八节。
Hebrews 12 verse 28.
所以我们既得了不能够震动的国就当感恩照着神所喜悦的用虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉神所以怎么来敬畏神呢
So how do we fear God?、
就是要当存着感恩的心
That we need to have a heart of thanksgiving
那自然就能够处处想到神了
Then we will think about God all time
好像子女哈只要是对父母亲有感恩的话，就会经常想到父母亲了。
So if we give grace to the Lord, then we will to our parents, and we will often think about our parents.
那想到父母亲的话，他自然就会把父母亲的话也放在心里。
And if we think of our parents, often we will reflect to the words, the encouragement from our parents.
因为他爱父母亲。
Because they love, we love our parents.
因为他尊重父母亲。
Because we respect our parents.
啊，这个也是对父母亲爱的一种很自然的反应。
This is also a natural occurrence of for love towards our parents.
那这个在我们日常生活当中就要必须要训练一个感恩的心了。
Then in our life, we need to have a heart of thanksgiving.
因为要抱怨很容易啊
，because it's easy for us to complain。
人总是要让自己啊舒适啊，不喜欢受苦。
Because we often want a comfortable life, we don't want it to go through suffering。
所以，假如一些事情啊进行的不是按照我们的心意，我们就会起抱怨。
And if things are not according to our thinking or our plan, then we will complain。
啊，所以抱怨比较容易，可是感恩很难。
So it's easier, much easier for us to complain than to give thanks.
说主耶稣啊，曾经医治了十个大麻风的病人呢。
Remember, Jesus Christ cured 10 leprosies.
那十个当中才一个啊回来啊，对于耶稣啊表示感谢。
But yet only one came out of 10 came back and give thanks to the Lord.
啊，十个才一个。
Only one out of 10.
所以才是十分之一的人呢，懂得感恩呢。
Only one tenth.Know how to give thanks.
那其他十分之九的人
the other nine,
那就可能没有存着感恩心了
They may not have a heart of thanksgiving.
可能想说理所当然的
They feel that this is they feel that this is what they deserve.
所以我们要经常训练自己存着感恩的心。
So we need to train ourselves to have a heart of thanksgiving.
啊，多向对方啊表示感激呀。
That we need to give thanks to others.
啊，对于自己的配偶所做的事情表示感激。
We need to give thanks to our spouse what they have done for us.
啊，对于父母亲为我们所做的一切事情表示感激。
And give thanks to our parents of what they have done for us.
对于我们的朋友、我们的弟兄姐妹所做的事情表示感激。
And also to give thanks to what our friends have done for us.
啊，比如说中午的煮饭呢、啊，煮饭得了很。
So, for example, this lunch, the people that cooked lunch, they are very toilsome in this weather.
那在平常日常生活当中有训练这种心的话，自然就能够对神呢经常存着感恩的心。
And if we have this heart, this kind of thanksgiving heart in our daily life, then we will have a heart of thanks towards God too.
那么第二个要存着敬虔的心。
The second is to have a fearing heart, reverence.
因为神是很有秩序的神
，because God is a God with orders。
所以圣经说神是灵，但这个灵是很有秩序的。
Although the Bible says that God is spirit, but this spirit has many has order. It's orderly.
所谓秩序就是中规中矩的。
What is meant by orderly is that it has a beginning, it has end.
啊，所以有的人做事非常的中规中矩的。
So we see that people that when they do things, they do it in orderly manner.
就是不马虎啊，他做事情一定要很实际、脚踏实地的。
They will not rush through things. They will do them step by step.
而且他是很小心翼翼的。
And very carefully doing these tasks.
所以我们在敬拜神、敬畏神的人呢，就会做一些事情。啊，关于要侍奉神、侍奉弟兄姐妹的事情上啊，啊，就会很小心翼翼。
So if we fear God, then we in serving God or serving brothers and sisters, we will serve it carefully, step by step.
啊，他就会多用心呢。
And we'll use our heart in that service.
啊，怎么样做才能够使事情把事情做得更好
？They would think that how do we do it so that this is done correctly?
所以有的人呢、啊，做负责人。
So there are some people that are council members here.
为着要替教会省钱。
They may want to save some money for the church.
可能他去比较，请那些厂商来比较，请很多家来比较。
And they might have multiple vendors to come and compare prices.
那这些比较当中呢，当然他要花时间去打电话。
And he will need to spend a lot of time in calling these different vendors to come.
花时间花体力
and he will need to spend time and spend efforts
但是他有心、啊、
but he has that heart
因为他做事不马虎、啊、
because he does not rush into completing a task、
哦、他做事就中规中矩的
he work step by step、
啊、就是按照神的方法来敬拜神
according to the way of method of God to worship him、
啊、所以我们只要是有个敬虔的心的话
and so if we have God fear
那我们崇拜也是会很中规中矩、啊、
then we will worship step by step.
啊，当然感谢主啊！我觉得很感谢神，大家都能够下午的时间呢、啊，能够坐到会堂里头来学习圣经呢、啊。
Thank God that in this afternoon everyone could sit in here in a chapel to learn the Bible.
啊，其实有的人或许想说，哎，可以留在爱亭里头啊，继续喝咖啡啊，因为还有一个荧幕在那里嘛。
Some could also think that we could still stay in the Love Hall to continue to drink our afternoon tea or coffee because there is a screen there.
那可能就留在里头啊。
We have a live stream broadcast over there, so they could just stay over there.
但是来这里跟在那里有什么不一样呢
？But what is the difference to be here and then to be in the Love Hall?
啊，其实都是差不多。在那里你要认真听，也可以听那里这个啊、哦，那边也有电视机的影像。
Yes, you could also stay there if you have the God-fearing heart.
但是就是一个心而已的。
But it's just matter of your heart.
因为这个是会堂，这个敬拜神的地方。
Because this is a place of worship.
啊，这是星期六我们听道理的地方。
It's a place for us to come on Sabbath day to listen to the words of God.
啊，这是大家都能够理解的。
This is everyone have the same understanding.
所以大家能够愿意来到这里，也是中规中矩，就是以一颗很敬虔的心来进行崇拜，来敬拜神。
So we're all willing to come over here to worship God with a God-fearing heart.
对吧？这个就敬畏神。
This is fear God.
那敬畏神有什么结果呢？
And what is the consequence of fearing God? A result of
fearing God. 圣经说啊，敬畏神是知识的开端。
The Bible says, "Fear God is the beginning of wisdom."
啊，知识啊，这不管是什么知识，我们认识神的知识也是知识。
Well, what, no matter what kind of wisdom, even knowing God is one of wisdom.
啊，你在外面学习知识也是知识啊。
We may learn knowledge outside in the society.
所以敬畏神就是成功的开端呢。
So to fear God is the beginning of a success.
所以当我们在衡量一个人是不是成功。
So if we are measuring whether a person is success in life,
敬畏神就变成一个很重要的阶段，就是一个 foundation， 一个基础。
Fearing God is the foundation of that success.
所以假如说一个人他没有敬畏神的心，
if a person does not have this fear of God,
那他有了成功是很好，可是呢可能根基就不稳固。
So maybe he might be successful in life, but yet his foundation is not steady.
因为他就不知道怎么来对神有一种回正确回应。
So he, because he would not know what is the right reflection towards God.
他也不知道怎么对人有一个正确的回应。
He does not know how to reflect towards others.
那敬畏神也是智慧的开端呢。
To fear God is the beginning of wisdom.
那智慧就是知道要怎么做啊。
Because wisdom is knowing what to do.
那敬畏神他就知道要怎么做。
So to fear God, we will know what to do.
所以我们看以前的古圣徒哈，约瑟他敬畏神呢。
So we see the saints of old, they when they for example Joseph when he feared God,
他就知道要怎么做啊。
He know what to do.
我们看但以理也是敬畏神呢。
We see that Daniel also feared God.
啊，这些都是后来就变成一些很成功的人物。
We see that these are all very good saints in the Old Testament.
那怎么样来衡量他们的成功呢
？And how do we measure their success？
就是看有没有敬畏神呢、啊、
？To see whether they fear God。
所以要衡量成功，敬畏神是不可缺失的。
So to measure success, this fearing God is a fundamental standard。
不然的话，根基不稳。
Or else that foundation is not stable。
那敬畏神的人呢、啊？神必指示他当选择的道路。
And to fear God, those that fear God, God will guide and show them the way.
好，请看诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalms.
诗篇的二十五篇。
Psalms 25.
诗篇二十五篇十二节。
Psalm 25 verse 12.
十二节。
12.
谁敬畏神，神必指示他当选择的道路。所以敬畏神的人，神会指示他。当选择的道路。
Those who fear the Lord, God shall teach in the way He chooses.
啊，人生很多的事情啊，必须要由我们自己去做决定。
There are many things that we need to decide in our life.
有的时候会进入很彷徨啊，不知道要怎么做决定。
Sometimes we will enter a period of confusion that we don't know what to do.
啊，我们也曾经听过哈，有一些弟兄姐妹的父母亲啊，年纪老了。
We know some examples like some brothers and sisters, their parents are in advanced age.
后来住院呢
And they are hospitalized.
后来就必须要用维生系统来支持他的生命。
And they need to use life-sustaining equipment to sustain their life.
到底是要保管不保管
And to a point where they need to make the decision whether to unplug them or not.
因为医院说啊，你们家属要自己做决定啊。
So the hospital tell the family to make that decision.
因为年纪已经老迈了。
Because the parents are old.
好，那这个时候就很难做决定啊。
So here is a very difficult situation.
啊，我们听到见证啊，有些见证很感人啊。
We have heard many testimony that are very touching.
啊，这个信徒他不敢做决定。
This member did not dare to make the decision.
他先祷告。
They pray in their heart.
因为也不知道怎么做决定啊，很难呢。
They don't know what to do. It's a very hard decision to make.
所以就祷告神了。
So they pray to God.
那祷告神以后。
And after they pray to God.
后来神就帮，好像是自己帮他们做决定啊。
So it seems that God had made the decision for them.
还没有做决定，就是时间还没到的时候，就医生啊告诉他们那个要你要下定决选择啊，做选择的那个时间还没到以前，他的这个亲人呢、啊、已经离开世间了。
So even to the time, the due days that the doctor had gave them, even before the due day is up, God already took the person away.
啊，所以。敬畏神的人
So, person that fear God.
那神真的会帮助我们做选择的。
God will surely help us to make that decision.
因为神知道我们的未来。
Because God knows our future.
那神也知道我们亲人的未来啊。
God also knows the future of our relatives.
神的意念是高过我们的意念。
God's will is higher than ours.
只有我们能够敬畏他。
As long as we fear him.
那第三个，敬畏神的人呢，在生活上将是一无所缺。
And third is that those who fear the Lord shall not be in want, in need.
请看诗篇三十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 34.
诗篇三十四篇的第九节。
Psalm 34, verse 9.
第九节。
9.
神的圣名啊，你们应当敬畏他，因为敬畏他的一无所缺。那我们读到这句话已经是很高兴啊。
So when we look at this verse, we are very happy.
因为敬畏他的将一无所缺。
Because those who fear the Lord, there is no want.
这是神一个极大的应许啊。
This is a great promise from God.
所以假如我们刚刚打瞌睡啊，现在呢这句话很好，要赶快听一听。
Maybe we just fell asleep moments ago. Now that this is a wonderful verse, let's listen carefully.
以前的没听到没关系，这句话一定要听啊。
Maybe we never heard of this verse before. Now we have to look at this and remember it.
因为这句话跟我们的生活最有直接的关系。
Because this has direct relationship to our daily life.
假如以前你是认为这些都是间接的，没关系啊，那这一节呢是很重要啊。
So this is a very important verse for us.
好。那这节是说敬畏神的一无所缺的。
Here it says that those who fear God, there is no want.
大家都希望过着一无所缺的生活。
We wanted to live a life with no need.
但是呢，只要敬畏神。
But we just need to fear the Lord.
因为只要求神的国、神的义那这些生活上所需的，神就会帮我们预备。
When we seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God, then God will provide all this to us.
真的神会预备的。
Truly, God will provide.
从我们移民到美国以来，
From the time I immigrated to the U.S.
当我们当中有的人已经十年、二十年、三十年，甚至超过四十年，有的人已经移民到这里五十年了。
Maybe among us, there are people that immigrated 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, so 60 years ago.
我们看我们当来美国的时候。
We think about when we first came to the States.
我们带哪些东西来，带了多少东西来。
What have we brought with us to the States?
一般人是带个两个皮箱来。
Most of us bring two luggages with us.
我才带一个皮箱。
I only brought one luggage.
我忘记带哪些东西了。
I don't even remember what I brought with me.
可是我现在家里的东西不只是一个皮箱啊。
But today, the things in my house is not just cannot be fit into one luggage.
所以一个皮箱以外的东西都是神所赏赐的。
So outside of this luggage, everything is given by God.
所以我们想想。
So think about it.
大家来到美国以后。
After we come to the States.
神赏赐了多少多东西给我们
？How much did God give us in our life?
这些赏赐已经够我们的享受了。
All these things is enough for us to have a comfortable life.
所以只能让我们一无所缺的。
Truly, we are not in need.
所以我们要告诉我们的下一代。
We have to tell our
generation. 不止我们这一代要敬畏神啊。
Not only this generation need to fear God.
我们这一代大家都会看到神的祝福啊。
We have already seen the blessing of God.
我们的下一代，我们还是要告诉他，你要敬畏神。
But we still need to continue to tell our next generation to fear God.
我们就相信他以后也是会过着一无所缺的生活。
Then we believe that they will also live a life without any need.
一定要敬畏神。
We need to fear God.
所以我们一定要学习敬畏神，而且要把这个信息来告诉我们的下一代。
Therefore, we need to learn how to fear God and to pass this message to our next generation.
这样子我们这辈子就可以安心了。
Then we could rest in this life.
我们才能够安享晚年呢。
Then we could rest in our.
只要我们的子女能够敬畏神。
As long as our children can fear the Lord.
好，再唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.